Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Wikipedia page for Pi Day. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe because it's Pi Day.
Not only is it Pi Day, it is also National Pi Day, which is, funny enough, it says it's not to be confused with Pi Day.
Not to be confused with National Pi Day.
Wait, it is not National Pi Day, it's just Pi Day today?
Well, let's double check if it's also National Pi Day. No, today is not National Pi Day. Today is Pi Day.
This is Pi Day, the one we're reading, P-I yes. Day, not National Pi Day, which is P-I-E Day.
That's right.
All right, let's get started. Pi Day, not to be confused with National Pi Day. We just broke that rule, by the way. Pi Day is an annual celebration of the mathematical constant pi. Pi Day is observed on March 14th, 314, in the month-day format, since 3, 1, and 4 are the first three significant figures of pi. It was founded in 1988 by Larry Shaw, an employee of the San Francisco, California Science Museum. The Exploratorium celebrations often involve eating pie or holding pie recitation competitions. In 2009, the United States House of Representatives supported the designation of Pi Day. UNESCO's 40th General Conference designated Pi Day as the International Day of Mathematics in November 2019. Alternative dates for the holiday include July 22nd, 227, an approximation of pi, and June 28th, 628, an approximation of 2 pi, or tau.
History. In 1988, the earliest known official or large-scale celebration of Pi Day was organized by Larry Shaw at the San Francisco Exploratorium, where Shaw worked as a physicist with staff and public marching around one of its circular spaces, then consuming fruit pies. The Exploratorium continues to hold Pi Day celebrations.
That's what they came up with. They marched around in circular spaces and consumed fruit pies.
Sounds like a great party.
On March 12, 2009, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a non-binding resolution 111-HRES-224, recognizing March 14, 2009 as National Pi Day. For Pi Day 2010, Google presented a Google Doodle celebrating the holiday with the word Google laid over images of circles and pie symbols. And for the 30th anniversary in 2018, it was a Dominique Ansel pie with the circumference divided by its diameter.
The entire month of March 2014, 314, was observed by some as Pi Month. In the year 2015, March 14th was celebrated as Super Pi Day. It had special significance as the date is written as 31415 in month-day-year format. At 9:26:53, the date and time together represented the first 10 digits of pi, and later that second pi instant represented all of pi's digits. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you send us recordings of you reciting pi from memory.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. We're still talking about pi. Let's get back to it. Observance. Pi Day has been observed in many ways, including eating pie, throwing pies, and discussing the significance of the number pi due to a pun based on the words pi, P-I, and P-I-E being homophones in English, and the coincidental circular shape of mini pies. Many pizza and pie restaurants offer discount deals and free products on Pi Day. Also, some schools hold competitions as to which student can recall pi to the highest number of decimal places.
I was in remedial math class, and we still did that. Massachusetts Institute of Technology has often mailed its application decision letters to prospective students for delivery on Pi Day. Starting in 2012, MIT has announced it will post those decisions privately online on Pi Day at exactly 6:28 p.m., which they have called Tau Time, to honor the rival numbers Pi and Tau equally. In 2015, the regular decisions were put online at 9:26 a.m., following that year's Pi Minute. And in 2020, regular decisions were released at 1:59 p.m., making the first six digits of Pi. That is so nerdy, I love it.
Yep, that's pretty hilarious. I like that fact. June 28th is 2 Pi Day, also known as Tau Day. 2 Pi, also known by the Greek letter Tau, is a common multiple in mathematical formulae. Some have argued that Tau is the more fundamental constant and that Tau Day should be celebrated instead. Celebrations of this date jokingly suggest eating twice the pie.
That's a good joke. Princeton, New Jersey hosts numerous events in a combined celebration of Pi Day and Albert Einstein's birthday, which is also March 14th. Einstein lived in Princeton for more than 20 years while working at the Institute for Advanced Study. In addition to pie eating and recitation contests, there is an annual Einstein look-alike contest.
Alternative dates. Pi Day is most frequently observed on March 14th, but related celebrations have been held on alternative dates.
Pi Approximation Day is observed on July 22nd, 22/7 in the day-month format, since the fraction 22/7 is a common approximation of pi, which is accurate to two decimal places and dates from Archimedes.
2 Pi Day, also known as Tau Day for the mathematical constant tau, which is approximated as 6.28, is observed on June 28th, 6/28, in the month-day format.
Pi Approximation Day is also observed on the 10th of November, since it is the 314th day of the year.
There's also, see also, Mold Day, which is interesting to me. It's an unofficial holiday celebrated among chemistry students and chemistry enthusiasts on October 23rd between 6:02 a.m. and 6:02 p.m., making the date 10/23 in the American style of writing dates. The time and date are derived from the Avogadro constant. Oh my God, these guys.
That is true.
Yes, they are doing it. There's also Square Root Day. White Day is also celebrated. So Pi Day is also White Day. It's celebrated on March 14th, 1 month after Valentine's Day, when people give reciprocal gifts to those who gave them gifts on Valentine's Day. It began in Japan in 1978.
True. And there's also a list of minor secular observances.
For real, for real.
Well, happy Pi Day, everybody.
Happy Pi Day, everybody. We're giving it to you. This has been the Wikipedia page for Pi Day.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your pies on Pi Day.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.